On the day this episode is airing, we are celebrating Ash Wednesday, which is the start of the season of Lent. And so in this episode, I'd like to talk about this important season of the church year with a little help from C.S. Lewis. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. This episode is coming out, is being published on Ash Wednesday of 2025, which is the start, of course, of the season of Lent. So I want to say a few things about that season today here at St. Philip the Deacon and invite you to join us and participate in that season with us. Starting with Ash Wednesday itself. So that's Wednesday, March 5th. That happens to be my wife's birthday, which is not perhaps the most auspicious birthday this year, but I do wish her a happy birthday. And on her birthday, for Ash Wednesday, we will be having three Ash Wednesday services at noon, at 5:30, and at 7 o'clock. The 7 o'clock will be live streamed. And of course, at each of those, there will be the imposition of ashes with the words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." I'll say a word about why I think that's important in a moment. But moving on then with the rest of Lent, a reminder that in the weeks following Ash Wednesday, we will do our usual Wednesday night Holden evening prayer service, which is beloved by members of St. Philip Deacon. It's honestly one of the high points of the year for me. My own children, as they were growing up, loved to be here for those services and for the soup suppers that precede them. So those are, let's see, March 12th, 19th, 26th, and then April 2nd and 9th. Soup suppers from 5:30 to 6:30. Worship, it's about a half hour, and that begins at 7 o'clock. And for those services, we will be focusing on a devotional resource that was co-authored by our very own Pastor Michaela Dahleen. Those hard copies of those resources will be available beginning on Ash Wednesday. If you'd like to look at it, though, from your screen, you can find those that devotional. It's called Coming to Our Senses at spdlc.org/lent2025. And you can download it there, or again, you can pick up a hard copy next time you're here at church to follow along. And we'll talk about those devotions on Wednesday nights, but there's actually a daily devotion for you to follow along in throughout the entire series, season of Lent, rather. So again, part of this episode is inviting you to participate in this important season of the church year that begins with Ash Wednesday on a day when, again, we are reminded of our own mortality. And I've probably talked about this before, but I think the culture around us might say, well, why are you Christians being so depressing? Why are you talking about such negative things like your own mortality? And I'm going to read something by C.S. Lewis about that in a second. But part of my initial response to that kind of cultural reaction would be, well, what would you prefer that we do? Last time I checked, death is going to come to all of us. And would you prefer that we are in denial of that fact or that we avoid that fact? It strikes me as much healthier and wiser to be aware of it and to be reminded of it. Ash Wednesday is maybe, of all the celebrations of the church year, the time when we are reminded of it most powerfully. And again, I think there's something healthy and good about that. And this is where I will turn to our old friend C.S. Lewis. This is from a little collection I've mentioned it many times, Fern Seed and Elephants. It's from an essay called Learning in Wartime. And it's toward the end of that essay. And he's talking, as you might imagine from the title, about the way war makes certain things more real to us or forces us to come to terms with our mortality. And I'll just read a bit of what he says towards the end of this essay, again, in light of Ash Wednesday coming up, or indeed, I guess it being Ash Wednesday as you may be listening to this. So here's what C.S. Lewis says. War does do something to death. It forces us to remember it. War makes death real to us, And here again, he turns to the positive aspect of it. War makes death real to us, and that would have been regarded as one of its blessings by most of the great Christians of the past. They thought it good for us to be always aware of our own mortality. I am inclined to think they were right. And maybe just a couple of reasons for that. One is it reminds us that we're here for a limited time, right? And so if we're going to be about God's work in the world, we probably should get after it. And it's also a reminder that this is a impermanent place. It is not our true home, that our true home lies ahead. And therefore, we should hold this life somewhat lightly, even as we go about doing the work God invites us to do while we are here. So a couple of modest reflections for Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent. Again, I hope you will join us as we turn our faces with Jesus towards Jerusalem during this important season of the church year. I hope I'll see you at services on Ash Wednesday or during Wednesdays during Lent. And as always, until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.